It's time for Science and Medicine, a collaboration between TPR and the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, where scientific discovery advances how medicine is practiced everywhere. I'm Bonnie Petrie. Oral squamous cell carcinoma is a mouth cancer that is as nasty as it sounds. About half the people who get it die. Kara Gonzalez is a dentist and a researcher at UT Health San Antonio, and she says one reason for the high fatality rate is that people don't seek treatment until it's spread.
You know, seeing a dentist is almost a luxury because it's expensive, not a lot of insurances cover it. And unfortunately, a lot of patients, even when they go to a physician, physicians don't always know what they're looking at.
She's developed a drug that would be the first new treatment for this type of cancer in 50 years. It's already been tested on mice.
The mice don't lose weight. They don't have any respiratory or cardiovascular issues. We don't see any cardiotoxicity. And so this has all been really exciting.
Gonzalez and the company she owns have received a $400,000 small business grant from the National Institutes of Health to further test this medication before it goes to clinical trials.
With this grant, our goal is to show that it doesn't have cardiotoxicity, that it is well tolerated, that we can formulate it, and that when we put it in this formulation, it still works.
If she can prove all that, the medication would go into human trials, hopefully within 3 years. And she would love it if those trials could happen at the Mays Cancer Center, offering a potentially life-saving option in the city where the drug was discovered and developed. That's Science and Medicine from the UT Health Science Center, San Antonio, and Texas Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Petrie.